Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, yes it is, it is Weasel Wednesday. It's the 6th day of September, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees for the Klamath Basin today. And man, this wind has shifted, and we're getting smoke literally from every fire around us. I mean, it's they're saying that it's on the meter, it's from unhealthy to hazardous. And I mean, we're getting socked in. It's nasty again. And, of course, we got a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Maybe we get a couple more fires they don't want to put out. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary today. Microsoft. Government will have to go through us to deport workers impacted by Trump's Dreamers repeal. And, oh, man, what a farce. What a dirty frickin' lie. We're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PVFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Microsoft says government will have to go through us to deport workers impacted by Trump's Dreamers repeal. This is from Geek Wire, and you know what? What a crock! I mean, it's a total crock of shit. What a lie! They got to be sitting up there saying these people are so dumb we could sell them dirt. What? I mean, you got the communist corporate aristocracy is going to step up and tell the American people, no, you're not. This is what I'm seeing here, people. I mean, you see them, they're going to file lawsuits for the Dreamers, for these foreign. I mean, you wonder, you know, this government is supposed to be here to represent the people of the United States of America, the American nationals in particular. Do they represent you, or would they go directly in contradiction with you for foreigners, for people? Because these are world communists, these goddamn, like Microsoft, Apple, And I'm here to tell you, if I owned an Apple phone right now, people, and you can believe me or not, but I think you people know me well enough to know I'm telling you the truth, I would take that son of a bitch out into the middle of the street. I'd have Laura filming it. I'd pour gasoline on it and torch that bastard, and I'd have a little message for Microsoft. Let's go into it just a little bit here. Microsoft is taking a hard line on the Trump administration's plan to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, in the next 6 months. I mean, they touted him today. They're coming up in, well, you can mark another one off the list of promises he kept. He ended DACA. No, he never. He gave it a six-month extension and ordered the Congress to go ahead and give the amnesty that he didn't have the authority to give, that Obama didn't have the authority to give, and that this Congress has no authority to give. People, do you really think that that the founders of this country intended that this Congress be empowered to go against the will of the people and actually, you know, say, well, we're going to just give this country over to, well, England, then we're going to give it to the king. Well, as long as the Congress does it, I guess they can do that. No, they can't. Never was any such power granted to relieve us of our property. Treason in the highest degree here, people. Microsoft is taking a hard line on the Trump administration's plan to end Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, in the next 6 months, making it clear that it won't stand idly by if the government seeks to deport any of its employees currently covered by the program. See, this Microsoft, they don't give a darn about you people, about you American nationals. They don't care about your children. They don't care that the wealth that they are enjoying came from your resources and came from your the research done in your colleges and the stuff you financed. It's for them. They're world communists. And I tell you right now, they should be arrested. You telling me you're going to defy? I mean, what would it be for you and me, people, if we defied, well, their seatbelt law? They'd kill you. I seen them, they had their polls up again today. And, well, all of a sudden, like, everybody wants to give amnesty to these dreamers. Now, Trump became the president because of one thing, and everyone out there listening to me knows it's the truth. One thing. He said he was going to get rid of all of them. DACA was going to be repealed. What was that, right? That was on day one. DACA is going to be repealed. Day one, Obamacare is going to be repealed. And every one of them has to leave. Remember that? But he kept his promise when he gave a six-month extension and told the Congress to go ahead and legalize them and give them a chunk of what belongs to your children and my children. What a charlatan. I mean, people. They're at the point where they're just going, you know, like I said, they came out with their polls today and tried to, you know, like 59% think we should just take care of these. No, they don't. They had the real numbers coming up on the election and they had to start hiding the polls. I remember it clearly. I watched them. They said in their numbers, in their cheesy, lying, fraudulent numbers, they said 68% of the people wanted every illegal removed from this country. And I mean, you can see it when they're up there telling they're sitting there just like, I hope they didn't launch last week when we told them that everybody wants them out of here, because now we got to tell them, because we're propagandists, we're not reporters, we got to tell them that, well, everybody wants them here now. We want to give up our jobs. We want our children to have less so that these people from other countries can have more. We want to give up our country to the United Nations International Communist Organizations. After already publishing a blog post calling on Congress to prioritize a bill to protect dreamers, about 800,000 children of undocumented immigrants, they're not children. The average age is 22 years old up to 36. Microsoft President Brad Smith, and people, check it out. Now somebody comes into your house. I mean, there is no difference here. It's either yours or it isn't. It's either your sovereign property or it isn't. They come into your house and they bring their children in with them. You go, what are you doing here? They come in when you weren't looking. Turn around, here's these people sitting in your living room, going through your refrigerator, eating your food. You go, what are you doing here? And of course, because you have to, the government, you know, that what you do, you can't just blow people out of your house because they, you know, trespassed and, you know, come in and come to take it away from you. No, so you get a hold of the government goes, oh, yes, that's definitely against the law. And the law is going. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, that's not too far away, man. You're not too far off. And in the UK, if a foreign national goes on vacation for a certain amount of time, his home is legally acceptable to walk into that man's home, open the door, and literally flop in that house for a period of time. I forget what the term is used. I know you know what I'm talking about. I don't know what the term is, but you're not too far off, man. That's right around the corner.
We've already seen it. We've already seen it in this country. In Colorado, there it was a few years back. They had articles coming out of there where these people were just coming. They weren't, foreigners, but I mean, just these people would leave their homes for like they had summer or winter homes up there, summer homes probably in Colorado, and they come back and here's these people. They've broken into their homes and they're living there, and of course you can go in and just beat them the hell off your property. No, you got to go to court. Because they live there now. I mean, I'm telling you, the precedence has been set for this. But the example I was giving of them being in your home. Now, the government comes and they said, well, yes, of course it's illegal. They can't just come in and just take over your home. Well, you need to get them out. Well, we got to go through a process here. And then, well, then they decide, well, yeah, okay, but they got to go. But the children, you see, you've got children here. These poor children, you can't throw them out of your house. You got to keep feeding them. You got to take care of them. You got to go buy them clothes. You got to send them to school. And they're going to live in your house. Hey, wait a minute. This is no. And then the kids, they go, hey, we got a right to be in your house. There is no difference in what we're talking about here, people. Zero difference. And they know as an absolute fact that the majority, they can try any kind of con or misdirection they want to try to use. The fact is, the reason that Trump was put in that White House was to get rid of these people. That's what it was. I mean, come on, people, you know it. You know it as well as I do, and it's been a lie. It's been a con. We told you it was when they first started it. We told you what the end result would be. Give him a chance, said you. Give him a chance. Are you going to try and defend the six-month extension he just gave to these criminals in your country, taking what belongs to your children and your grandchildren? We told you this a long time ago. There's one way these people leave, and it's by force. They are here. If you don't understand the wealth of this country and what it is, I promise you they do. And you are going to have to shoot them out of your country. Because they're here and they're determined that it's going to be theirs. And they're willing to shoot you to take it away from you. The rest of this is just games, is all it is. It's just playing games with this. Let's go on. After already publishing the blog, we did the 800,000 children of undocumented immigrants. Microsoft President Brad Smith told NPR on Tuesday that the government is, quote, going to have to go through us to get to that person. So now you've got these corporate elites who have been behind this invasion into our country all along, financing it like George Soros and these shits from Microsoft. Now they're stepping up saying, well, yeah, American people, you said no. You know what? Your no don't mean nothing. We own this and run this country, not you. You're peasants. You can become a part of our peasant workforce. That's what your stake in this is. Or you can go to another country, but this belongs to us. And I tell you, it's like Mark Zuckerberg and all these Masonic punks out of hell. They have been elevated to those positions to have control over huge amounts of wealth. I mean, but the very idea of one person getting billions of dollars a year is just so wrong, people, if you sit down and think about it, because money is power. And now you're showing what that power is to be used for. This is why this has been orchestrated the way it has. That's why these people have been put in these positions. So they think they're going to step up. Well, yeah, the majority of the people out there armed have said no, but we're saying yes, and it's going to be yes. You want to bet? It's just like what I was talking about with the statutes. You know, these son of a bitches live somewhere. They live somewhere, and the people who do their bidding live somewhere. And you can't, there is no talking or negotiation here. Either you're going to put up with this or you're not. It is going to come down to vigilanteism. Because the law is broken down, it has failed. We're at force majeure. Brad Smith told NPR Tuesday, the government is going to go through us to get to that person, referring to any Microsoft employee targeted for deportation as a result of DACA potentially ending. There is nothing that will be pushing on more, will be pushing on more strongly for Congress. Now they're talking about they're taking their money. They're going to go buy male prostitutes, and they're going to go, you know, get blackmail material. This is what they're talking about, because they're going to have their way on this. To hell with all of the mass majority of people, the 75% that said, no, you know what, shut up and sit down. This is that little punk Mark Zuckerberg telling you to shut up and sit down. Do you really think Mark Zuckerberg could sit me down and shut me up in the real world? Not this artificially created international communist false reality. It's time to put these bastards in their place, I'm telling you people. There's...
Henry, you know, in order to make an iPhone, and Microsoft is making their own phones now too, I think, there are all kinds of minerals that go into that camera lens and that... The face on the front of the camera, on the front of the, you know, that glass face, that is extremely expensive natural resources that come out of the ground. It's not just a piece of plastic. It's more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're mining this stuff and also the stuff that goes inside the phone.
They operate. They operate in this country on our lead because they are a corporation. They are not a person.
Exactly.
And that's what it used to be. Everybody used to understand this. It's like this. We give you license as a people to operate in our country and take advantage of our resources and our consumer base, our people. For as a condition, I mean, these people want to do this. I mean, they want to step up and say, no, we're going to have these foreigners come in and take your job. Pull their license. That's what you do. But then they own the local governments. They own the state governments. They are the federal government, aren't they? To try to pretend like getting these people at Hill wouldn't be like a snap of a finger if you wanted to do it is bullshit. Pull their license. It used to be a common thing. You stepped out of line, they pulled your license. You violated the Bill of Rights, they pulled your license. You violated the law, they pulled your license. We don't have to let them operate here. They have no right to operate here. They operate here under condition that they recognize the people's authority in this country, that they recognize the will of our people. Pull their license. It's real simple, but see, it's like we talk about this all the time. Trumpy, the liar, the liar in chief, the five-faced criminal. You think that, we've shown you people that he is absolutely a dictator. That he, I mean, just like the thing when with the court saying, oh, you can't keep these people out, you can't do this, you have to take it. No, you don't. He's a dictator and he knows it. He is as much a part of this as any damn one of them. He wants DACA. Like I told you people in the beginning when this all was going down, there is no way that no billionaire is going to remove slave labor that could benefit him and his cohorts. The criminals that are raping this country, that are taking it away from us. It ain't going to happen. You might as well think you can mix water and oil. It ain't going to happen. There's nothing we'll be pushing stronger for Congress. I mean, now they're going to go down and duck of that little punk, that little frickin' I'd like to just slap him right across his punk face. Watch him lay down in his own piss and kick. We put a stake in the ground. They're telling 75% of an armed population that is the largest army on planet. This is what they're telling you. They're punking you. They're telling you, this little punk Mark Zuckerberg, we put a stake in the ground. We care about tax reform. We care about tax reform, but that's another thing here, you know. Everything they're doing here is for the multi-zillionaires. The only real things that are happening as a result of Herr Trump has been absolutely for the ruling elite, and this is for the ruling elite. DACA is for the ruling elite. You know they don't give a shit about human life. Get real. This is about slave labor and the fact they're saying, we're going to have it. You understand? I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I'll kick your ass. You really think so, punk? And you people know how to handle this.
He's putting out that carrot, Henry, free money to the masses because of artificial intelligence.
No. You know, Mark, he has no authority. He's a licensed merchant, and his goddamn license need to be pulled right now. It needs to be pulled, and it needs to be told, you obey the goddamn letter of the law, punk, or you won't operate in this country. You can go over there in the third world and sell your phones for $400 a piece if you think you can. Because I'm here to tell you, you can't. It is our consumer base. I mean, this is why we always had, industry was supposed to be on a pretty tight leash here. We own all the resources, and we're so rich. We are such an awesome, unbelievable, the biggest consumer, the most wealthy consumer base on the planet Earth. And we're getting shit on at every angle. We're getting shit on by the merchants who are in where we're making rich. They're going to step up and tell us how we're going to live, and that their third world slave force is going to come in and replace us. This is what these punks are telling us. They think we're too stupid to see the obvious. I mean, this is getting pretty blatant, in my opinion. We put a stake in the ground. We care about a tax reform bill. The entire business community cares about a tax reform. And yet, it is very clear today, a tax reform bill needs to be set aside until the dreamers are taken care of. This is who these son of a bitches who have made their fortunes off of the American National, this is what they think of the American National. We're going to replace you, punk. You can get down and grovel with the coolies. You can get down and grovel with the peasants and the peons at our feet in your country as we milk out your wealth and turn it over to ourselves. Yeah, like I told you, oh man, boycott them. Call them up and tell them, I'll never buy another piece of your goddamn junk again. Get out of my country, you thieving communist prick. The entire business community cares about tax reform, but the dreamers are taken care of. They're going to be taken care of because we said so. F the 75% of you out there who are being victimized by our invasion into your country, F you. How you guys are out there, you're regular guys like me. Would that punk Mark Zuckerberg, any of these punks come up into your face and go punk and push you in the chest, would they? Because that's what they think they're doing here. And like I said, so you can buy courts, you can buy politicians, we already know that. But you're going to buy you a rope around your treasonous neck is what you're buying, you punk. And that's what they need to be told. And that punk Trump, who's at the lead of this phony production, needs to also be told, you know what, buddy? We've seen your you know what? You're fired. Charlatan, con man, and all you people that fell for it out there. Hey, I told you we'd be here to talk to you when the time come. You made this decision. And you see, you pea-brained, mush-minded, know-nothings. You make decisions. You say, I'm so smart, I'm going to vote. Now we got to live with the consequences of your retardation. Just because a little handful of you went out and acquiesced because you have no spines. Microsoft said earlier Tuesday that it is prepared for the possible... Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, most of them, the reason they voted because they didn't want to fight.
And that's exactly it. They're cowards.
They love being slaves.
They're cowards. They're just plain cowards, man.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
They want to fight, so that's why most of them voted.
You bet you it is.
They didn't go out and vote by buying bullets and guns. They went out and did it on the paper ballot like they really mean something. It's not an election. It's a selection. Okay? Remember that. It's a selection, and you have no say in it. At all. No say in it. Remember that. The next time you want to go, I don't care if you vote for your local township. You have no say in it because they ran by the Masonic Lodge. So you have no say in it.
And none of it. And you never will until you take your country back. And you're absolutely right. It is just pure cowardice. And they think, oh, I got me a good job. I must be smarter than those people out there who are being oppressed because I'm sucking the ass of the occupation and I have a good job. You are going to hang for your complicity to this treason, every one of you. And I told you before, we have it. We know who voted. We know who participated in the fraud. We know who acquiesced to this treason for us. And it's on you. And I'm one man and I know there's tens of thousands out there that are just as determined as I am to see you prosecuted. There is no way you don't know better than something like this. You can try to convince six people who suffered through your ignorance that I just didn't know no better. Well, really? Well, guilty. Hang him. That's what you're going to get. Traitors. For the 39 dreamers that we know who are our employees, our commitment is clear. Smith wrote in a blog post, if Congress fails to act, our company will exercise its legal rights. Tell you what, we say no, we take your license. You don't have a company, buddy. And they try to throw this out there like, well, them guys are puffing. Oh man, they're going to force this thing. No, we, The people will take your license. I want that license revoked. I want it revoked from them. It is my authority that is allowing them to operate in my country. I revoke it. And I want that license revoked. And then you have no power. You have no wealth. You're just another treasonous criminal that needs a rope around their neck. Exercise its legal rights properly to help protect our employees. If the government seeks to deport any of them, we will provide and pay for their legal counsel. I'm sure you will, you world communist piece of... And they should be arrested for pushing world communism, for defying the laws of the people of the United States. I want them arrested. They are announcing... What they are talking about here is insurrection, people. By definition of the English language, this is insurrection. The people lay down the law. The people say, we want them out of here. You say, no, we're not going to allow that. We're going to use power and wealth to usurp the people's will. This is what they are saying to us. They need to be arrested. And see, that's where your hair, Trump, that's where his true colors shine so bright. It's like I said, I mean, he's a dictator. He can do anything he wants, people. He's taken away our common law courts. When he signed on to that, he became a party to it. He's removed our Bill of Rights. But, oh, these people here, well, he don't want to mess with them, dictator, the largest dictatorship to ever exist on this planet. And not to mention, he wouldn't have to act as a dictator. He could just say, enforce the law. I'm the head executive. I want these people arrested. They are inciting insurrection in this country. I want them arrested. And they go and pick these guys up. Do you think that he'd have to do that, and he'd have to, but then he wouldn't be a good communist if he did that, would he? And he is a communist. I mean, he's sitting there, he's a con man communist. They got to be looking really high on him, because, man, you conned enough of those ignorant retards out there to think to tell them you're a conservative. I mean, you've been with the Democratic Party all your life, and you pop up and say, I'll be a Republican this week. They fell for it. They got to be laughing hard at this, people. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Take this badge off of me. getting dark, too dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1245. 6 Pacific time, and that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door. It was just about how we feel come Wednesday around here. And back to this article, man. We're going to look at the end of it here because I want to finish up on it. Last week, FWD US published a letter signed by approximately 300 leaders in tech and the rest of the business community. This is the corporations declaring war on the will of we the people. Plain and simple. This is them saying, we will defy you and your authority. The majority of the people in this country, and it doesn't matter if it's majority, it don't matter if there's even one of us, because they have had no authority from we the people to give our country away. But the majority of the people, the armed population in this country, said we want them out, period. We want everybody who came here illegally out of our country. And this 300 of these business leaders, these international communists are stepping up and telling us no. And I'll tell you what, that farce, that Fiji occupational instrument that is proposing as a United States government is going to go, they're not going to challenge this. And they'll say, we had to cave. The 300 businessmen came at us. And I tell you what, Trumpy, I'm interested to see what your hairpiece is going to do when you drop through the trap door, you treasonous piece of shit. And you're going to see it, too, because your eyelids are going to be stapled to your forehead in front of a 40-by-40 mirror right in front of you. You're going to be tried for the crimes you have committed against we, the people. You are going to be convicted because you're prima facie guilty. And then you are going to march up those 13 steps. You're going to stand on that door, and you're not getting no hood. It's going to be a rope around your treasonous, treacherous neck. And you're going to fall through that door, and when you hit the end of it, the shit's going to fly out your pant legs. You're going to do the shit dance, and who knows what's going to happen to your toupee. 300. Okay, where were we here? Approximately 300 in tech and the rest of the business community, including Amazon. These are the names of the treacherous bastards leading this usurpation of the people. Jeff Bezos. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, wonder what country that crock of shit's from. Apple CEO Tim Cook, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, and Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson, international communist, coming in and telling you, me, we, the people, we run things here. You are plebes, you are peasants, you are coolies. You kowtow at our feet. The money and power we have stolen from you, we are going to use to enslave you. You will do as you're told. Now, I got a little piece here. It's called U.S. Now Largest. Let me fix this so that we can work with it here. Let me get it here. Disable, blah, blah, click, start, other, fade, click, playback, click, pauses. Here we are. Get this set and save it. And we're going to listen to this and we're going to talk about it as it goes along. But I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, the thing is to milk all the wealth out of our country. And right now, while this is going on, while they're reporting this, remember that Trumpy, your champion, is up there getting ready to make sure that that corporate tax rate goes down to 15%. And I mean, they're going to have the lawyers to lie and cheat and steal and make sure they don't pay anything as they steal the rest of your resources. And I'm telling you, it's wholesale theft. And well, let's look. Listen.
Years ago, North Dakota wasn't even on the map when it came to oil production. Now it's number two over Texas, or behind Texas, rather. This refinery takes shale oil and turns it into diesel fuel, another one down the road into gasoline. But, you know, this is in many ways the great untold story of the last decade, the turnaround in U.S. energy markets. Here's some stats. We used to get 70% of our oil from OPEC. Now it's just 34%. 10 years ago, we produced only 5 million barrels of oil a day. Now we've doubled that to 9.6, and sometime next year we could overtake Saudi Arabia as the number two producer.
Overtake Saudi Arabia as the number two producer, and they're going for number one as we're paying $2.75 a gallon for the finished product of our natural resources that they're taking from us. And they're not, I mean, the corporate tax rate, this is why they're, you know, revisiting, this is why Trump's going to commit the ultimate treason. He's going to drop that corporate tax rate to 15%, bring all that money back in here, and they are going to milk this country dry. And you're going to sit there in poverty and watch them pile up the riches of your land right in front of your face as you pay $2.75 a gallon to go down and toil and slave to try to keep a roof over your head and food in your mouth.
Sir, in 2005, we imported 12 million barrels of oil. Now we're exporting 7 million. And natural gas, the revolution, even more stunning.
And that natural gas that they're sending down to Mexico, that will be to fuel Mexico's industry, to take more of your production away from the United States down there where the labor's slave labor. And in the end, you know, they're talking about, I had another article yesterday, it was talking about NAFTA, the fact that all these oil companies, oh, they've stepped in, they don't like regulation, oh, that regulation thing was just terrible. But they're stepping up, and just like the rest of these business industries are stepping up for this Dreamers, they're stepping up for NAFTA. Why? Because in the end result, what they're trying to push here with this international trade agreements is so that, say, Mexico, you know, you have a Mexican company come up to the United States, and you know, the BLM, of course, they're bidding off oil fields right now. And so a Mexican company bids on that oil field. Right? And they get the bid because they're the lowest bidder, because they can do it the cheapest, because, well, they're going to operate with slave labor. And you say, how are they going to do that? Well, I'll tell you how they're going to do that. Because as a part of that trade agreement, they get to bring their equipment from Mexico up into our country. I mean, just think about this, people. Up into the United States, they get to bring their laborers. And this goes for the Chinese, too. Their slave laborers up here to do the work. And then when they get the profit off, and then when they take it off, well, then that 15% that they're not going to have to pay because, well, they're going to have enough lawyers. And it's already gone so far that we know that in the big scheme of things, they don't pay anything, right? This is the finishing off of your country. It is the fire sale, just like we promised you.
15 years ago, we imported 80% of our natural gas. Now we're the world's largest producer, and we're exporting it by pipeline to Canada and Mexico.
Canada and Mexico. Now that is, what is this natural gas? These are our natural resources, and they're going to fuel industry in other countries, people, as our people are getting poorer and poorer and being told we can't even own property. Well, hell, asset forfeiture. Sessions told them to go out and just start taking our shit the other day, didn't he? Or did I miss something here? It is time to tell these people, you know, you handful of little son of a bitches are not going to do this. And start, I mean, vigilante, that's all that's left. I swear it is.
Mexico and by tanker to Europe.
It's tremendous to think that we've gone from potentially being a big natural gas importer and even more of an oil importer to being the world's largest.
See, before we are the companies had gone out to places like Saudi Arabia. This is why all these people hate us in these other countries. And they were taking their resources away from those people wholesale. Taking it from it, then bringing it over here and selling it to us so that they could use. And we talked about the fact of, you know, the free enterprise trading with one another. And we always end up owning everything. But this is how they end up owning your country. Now, they've, you know, you figure how come them people over in Yemen are shooting at them. You figure how come them people in over there in Iraq are shooting at them. Why these people in Syria are shooting at them? Because they've done the same thing to them. They're getting ready. They're doing it right here to us. This is what them people have had to endure. Watching the riches of their country just go into the handfuls of a few international Jewish Zionist banker bastards.
Henry.
Yes.
The Saudis own the largest refinery in the country.
Yes,
man.
They
I mean,
do. They sure
gotta,
do.
They got us coming and going, man.
You betcha. This, I mean, people, treachery. I mean, my God, what do you, I mean, the you people who are hesitating, I would like to know what you're waiting on. What are you hesitating for? What are you waiting for to develop? Are you waiting until you get down to you have no resources left? Till you don't even have the resources to fight them?
Producer of petroleum and natural gas for 5 years running.
So, you know, OPEC thought that they could put us, all the U.S. oil producers, the shale producers, out of business by oversupplying the market and driving down the price. But now we're actually making money at like $55 a barrel, and they didn't think that was possible, which is one reason we're actually paying for gasoline, what, $2.50 a gallon instead of $5. President Trump will be here tomorrow to talk energy and tax reform.
No, we're paying $2.50 a gallon instead of 25 cents a gallon. In Venezuela, before they, you know, they took Venezuela out, the people down there were paying 23 cents a gallon. It's like all the rest of this stuff, man. I mean, these are our resources. And he's talking, that's why we're paying $2.50 instead of $5 a gallon. Bullshit. We should be paying about 20 cents a gallon. We're paying $2.50. That's how you can make money in spite of OPEC. You just lie and you just go to the pump and say, you're going to pay it. Even though it is our resources that all the wealth is coming from. Just like with these tech companies and all the rest of these bastards. Our technology. Our consumer base that made them fortunes that they're going to use now to try to enslave us. And God, we cannot do this, people. 300? You get those 300 out in the field, I'll bring 50 and kill every goddamn one of them. How about that? They have no strength other than lies, manipulation, and fraud. Public school demands patriotic global citizen alliance from kids. And I mean, here, this is the, I mean, they're going forward with this program, right? You know, everybody thought, oh, Trump, you know, he's going to come save America. America, you know, America and that flag and all that shit. Really? This communism, and you don't tell me that this, oh man, that this hair tool doesn't understand exactly what's going on and isn't a part of it, because I'm here to tell you he is. The whole thing was planned from the get-go, just like we told you it was. You know, it ain't that we're so goddamn smart. It's just that you're so frickin' dumb. You are that dumb that you fell for this. And I hope you're just out there just hating me and cursing me, because I hate you worse than you could ever hate me. You acquiesced for me, and I knew better, and you knew better. You're just too damn cowardly to stand up on your legs and act like you got a spine. The unnamed, and it's in parentheses, area school district in partnership with the family and community. Oh, family and community, communism. That sounds like they're kind of repugnant to the idea of individual freedoms and liberties. Strives to promote, this is a letter that they sent home to the parents at this school, promote good citizens and community-minded students. The student code of conduct is a document to assist in that endeavor. A communist document. I mean, right again, go arrest them. This is usurping our way of life, our government, our founding, but this is usurping us, people. This is usurping the people's authority. Our framework for citizenship, if you can be a citizen is a slave. If you want to be a citizen, you want to be a slave, seeks to build a safe, caring, and respectful learning community based upon four components. And this is not why we, you know, When they sold you the public schools in the beginning, this is not what it was all about now, was it? Reading, writing, and arithmetic, learning how to learn so that you could go forth and exercise your rights as an American national to engage in free enterprise, to have access to your resources so that you could be prosperous. This is what our founders intended. And this is what we will never have until we do. We better do something about this. I kid you people not. Universal values, people. Does that mean that, like, if over there in England, if they booger little boys, that this is one of those values I got to take on? If they, you know, some freaks over in a third world country, or, you know, no, these first world countries, let's get real, decide that pedophilia is okay and transgenderism, I have to accept that? That's universal values, don't you know? I don't like their values. I look at this planet and I see shit. I see the most degenerated, sickening shit that could ever exist in any place in the universe. And they're pushing it. Universal values that we will define for you, that will replace any thoughts of individual rights or thought. Courage. I got it, buddy. You're going to see it. Empathy. Got none. Friendship. A few. Honesty. I'm honest. And that honesty is what's going to get you. Integrity, you don't have it. No communist has it. I mean, these things they're throwing out here are the things that they think that they can force upon you to make you weak. They want your kindness to become a weakness to you so that they can exploit it. I mean, you come up and they're pissing on you, and you say, man, you're pissing on me. You're not being very kind. I should be able to piss on you. You should be kind. You should be respectful. Loyalty. There is no loyalty. I am loyal to my people and I'm loyal to my Bill of Rights. And these two things would make me, considered an enemy to these international communists who are printing up this BS. And see, you people that, wherever this is, you know, them people that are doing this, the grounders, I mean, the people that wrote this down, that typed it up, that printed it and sitting home with your kid, you know what? They live somewhere. Are you really that yellow that you can't take care of some pukes like this? Because there's only one way. They've proven that to you, haven't they? They've proven it to me. Patriotism. Now, patriotism is when you go and you say, this world patriotism, you know, anybody who wants to come into my country and, you know, come in and wants to rape my wife, rape my dog, rape my son, take what everything's mine. You got to be a patriot and you got to go along with that, or you ain't patriotic, because that's how they're IDing patriotism now. If you are an American national and you are loyal to the Bill of Rights, you're not a patriot. You're a terrorist, you see. Persistence. You're going to see persistence like you've never seen it, communist. Respect of others and self, please, communist. Responsibility, self-discipline, tolerance. That tolerance, that's one they're going to hold on to. I will not tolerate you, world communist. I will put your ass in a dirt bed. That's what I aim to do. I aim to kill communists. You got that, communist? And see, that's the word none of them use. Tucker Carlson, he's been running a series of things where he's been coming up with these communists, and he's had them on his program and speaking communism, and he'll call them everything but a communist. Why do you suppose they won't say that word? If they're really adverse to this, why won't they identify these communists for what they are? International communists. I mean, every once in a while you hear them talk about Marxists, because they, you know, that doesn't ring with people. I mean, the less educated, the people that go out and vote, most of them don't even know what a Marxist is. They just know how to make an X on the ballot. But the communists, Tucker Carlson, why don't you come out and say, you know, this is a communist invasion. Do you realize that 50,000 of our people died in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea, stopping the spread of international communism, which seems to be sitting right beside me here, people? This is, you call Antifa what it is. I mean, you'll come out and you have no problem saying fascist. I mean, fascist, fascist, fascist. Why won't you say that C word, Tucker? Why won't none of you say that C word? Because I'll tell you, if Tucker used the C word, he'd be off the air the next day. Because they're all communists and they're all in on it, including Herr Trump, the great showman who's, I mean, he's not even a good showman. It's just the people that he had to fool were so damn dumb. I see Mike Huckabee up there, you know, the Judeo-Christian, and his daughter is a spokeswoman for Trump. Now, man, this is the caliber. This is the caliber of people that are ruining our country and ruining our lives, and we're letting it happen, people. You know what? Huckabee lives somewhere. His bitch daughter lives somewhere. Are you people going to keep taking this? Excellence. Oh, really? Internal push and desire to make a positive contribution to community. No. internal push and desire to achieve as an individual. That's what we're guaranteed in this country. You make us a part of a collective, then you can treat us like a herd of cattle. And if you want to thin that herd, well, it's not even noticed because nothing really happened to an individual. The herd was just thinned a bit, huh? Positive contribution to community. I'm not here for the community. I'm here for Henry. I'm here for my individual rights and liberties to live my life as I choose. Global understanding, people. Global understanding. We're a sovereign nation, you international communist trash. And like I said, you people, somewhere, you people that got this letter, you know who these, you know, they're right, probably down the street from you, around the corner, across town. These people live somewhere. When they're at the bar, I mean, what the hell? I mean, you got something to lose at this point in the ballgame? Whip somebody's ass. Pound them down into the pavement and say, you know, call them a communist. That's what needs to happen in this country. People need to start getting their asses stomped with people calling them communists. And then they can try to come into court and try to call it a hate crime because you called them a communist. Because you, and then when you come up to the court and you're in your trial, I mean, that not that there's any trials. It's really kind of just off the cuff, just bullshit. But theoretically, you could look at that jury and say, it's a communist. 50,000 of our people dead in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea, fighting the spread of this shit. And now here it is, and I'm a bad guy? Man, I remember when I was a kid, kill a commie for mommy. Remember that? They were priming us to go across an ocean to kill a commie for mommy over in Vietnam. Remember that? And now we're just supposed to embrace the Mao Zedongs and the Joseph Stalins and the Pol Pots of this world. And understand that they just need to wipe us out because, well, that's what communism's all about. You know, they were talking today about Iran because the Jews have given the order to, you know, get rid of that nuclear agreement because we got to go get, because they want Iran. They want the riches of Iran. They want the Middle East and then they want the world. Let's get real. But I'm looking at them and they're, you know, talking about Iran and they're talking about the human, you know, they've abided by every term in the treaty. But they are making, they got these human rights violations. They're sponsoring international terrorists. And then I think about China. You talk about human rights violations. They part people out over there. Political dissidents get cut up and sold. People go to China to get transplants. And they pick out their stock right there living and they kill them. And then they take in their parts. But the human rights thing only counts when it's, well, no enemy of the Jews. Something the Jew propaganda wants to use to conquer another country so they can take their resources. Like they're taking ours. Like they're taking everything that we own. Those scum-sucking Zionist pigs over there in Israel. Community service. I have no service for this community. I serve myself. I'll help my neighbors. But there is no communism in this country. And this right here, again, these people should be arrested for inciting insurrection. For, I mean, being a part of an insurrection against our way of life, our culture, our country, our founding documents. These four guiding principles promote the education of the whole child. This communist garbage, blatant communist. But again, nobody's going to say communist unless you come to, you know, out here into cyber world where the real people are, where the 75% just sit unnoticed. I'll tell you, you talk about a silent majority. We're not so silent. And it's about to get real freaking loud. And you're going to see a majority roll over these slime. I used to have some sense of like, you know, like there should be some kind of, you know, like deporting them or something. No, kill every one of them. Extinguish them. Annihilate them. Exterminate them. That's what needs to be done because, by God, they intend to exterminate you. They intend to make you a... What they want is for that 4'2", fat-ass, dyke bitch to be able to walk up to a 250-pound man and just put him in his, make him get down on his knees. Because that she is the authority over you. Just because it's written by a bunch of traitors and a bunch of communists say that she's an authority over you. So you will bow and you will bend and you will do what she tells you. 6'2", 250-pound muscular man. This is what this is about. These are the losers in the world. These are the people who, I mean, they're the culls. They are the culls. And this is why they work so hard as a group to the culls. Because they've never been nothing but culls. They're not even right up to even human standards, but they've always had to just live with that they're less than nothing. And now if they work together and they do the con job and the fact that the people have acquiesced to the worship of mammon, and they've got a long ways on that dollar, haven't they? But anyway, you know, this is their trip, man. They're gonna rise to the top through duplicity. Not that they could whip your ass, not that they could take you in a war. We're just going to con you into it and make you accept our weird, freaky mission. We're going to rape your children. And that's where it's at, people. Anyways, we're up at the top of the hour. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, stay tuned. It's time to break free with David Rock coming right up behind us on PBFTT. And that is The Word from the Trenches.